Now, ICC works as kind of like a magnet for... You said this last time. You said there were about five, six hospitals, Presbyterian and...
Oh, there. Yeah, that five is probably an underestimate. There are a number. You know, New York City has a large number both of adult and pediatric HIV cases. So you do many of the urban centers on the East Coast.
So you take
North
people
Coast
from Columbia Presbyterian.
Yeah, we get referrals from any of the outpatient HIV clinics. And most of those in the five boroughs and some of the surrounding communities like Westchester or Long Island, for the most part, are clinics that are set up within medical centers.
But you're the primary care physician at ICC?
Yes. Medically, legally, in any nursing home, when a patient is admitted to a nursing home, the attending physician at the nursing home is their physician for treatment and medical decision making advice, and
that's you.
And the patient can continue to be involved with other physicians and care providers, technically consultatively. The reality of that is that because our mission or work really is very different than what a geriatric nursing home is set up to do, and of course the regs and the setup and the history of nursing homes largely reflects the overwhelming predominance of geriatric nursing home needs. But because what we're doing is hoping, very few children infected with HIV or with AIDS need to spend the rest of their life in a nursing home. Our work, our interventions are designed to be intensive, but over a short to moderate term, so that the child, when they're medically stabilized or able to adhere to medications with the involvement and support of their caregiver, can return to their home, or a home if they're in foster care. So that means that we continue to work very closely and maintain ongoing relationships and medical visits of the patients with the clinics that refer to us.